This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you some excellent news today. I do it each and every day because you are on the side of conservatism. You are on the right side. That's not even meant to be a pun. You are on the side of righteousness. You wake up every single morning with your moral core intact. Now, you violate it because you are failed Christians. You are flawed individuals. But you know you violated it. And you don't make excuses. You don't look for rationalizations. You own it, and then you move forward. And you improve yourself. You make yourselves better. You do this for everything around you. You do this with your children. You do this with your coworkers. You do this with your friends. We build each other up. You know the old saying, there's a psychological experiment that said you are more than likely to be like 80% of your friends. You have, or maybe it's like you're 80% likely to be like most of your friends. I don't know what it is, but it's something like that. I'm no shrink. What are you looking at me for? But you get what I'm saying. You are like those you surround yourself with. Denzel Washington said this: whatever you practice, you will get good at. Whatever you do routinely, you will get good at. And you know what you do routinely? You get up, you show up, and you follow up. You go to work. You do your job. You come home. You continue to do your job, raising your kids and being good people in the community. You're not out robbing people. You're not out looking for the free handouts. You're not out doing all the bad things. Do we do bad things? Yes, we do. But let me tell you, the people who get up in the morning looking for an angle, looking for a way out, looking for a way to take advantage of somebody are firmly on the left. Remember when Michelle Obama pointed over across the aisle at all those white men over there? Let me tell you something. Metaphorically, that is the conservative movement. I'm not saying we're all white men, because I'm certainly not a white man, and I don't want to be. But she metaphorically was pointing at you. Because let me tell you something. White men are not as bad as the left want to make us out to be. Not me, but make the white man to be out to be. You know what I'm saying? I know there are people that go, Kevin, you just want to be a white guy. I don't care. I don't care anything about being a white man. What I'm telling you is the metaphor of pointing over on the right and saying, look at those bad people represented by white men. I have no problem being represented by white men. You know who I have a problem being represented by? I have a problem being represented by the left, who will tell you that women are amazing when women hate men. These feminists over there don't like men. They don't like their men. They've effectively dehumanized, they've taken the manhood out of their men. What else has the left done? So they've made vile women. They've made vile special interest groups like blacks and Latinos. And they say, hey, go over there and hate those people for no reason. Go hate the people that can do you the most good and who, by the way, always do you the most good. Go hate them. Find a reason to hate them. So that's what they do. They wake up in the morning and then they tell them, hey, you know what? They got something. You need it. They got it. Why do you need to work for it? Just get it from them. And if they don't want to give it up, you vote for us and we'll get it for you. We'll do it for you. We'll do the dirty work. That's who they represent. They are the most anti-God, anti-American, anti-military, anti-capitalist, anti-free market. Why? Because all of that represents the rugged individualism that this country made. The thing that made us amazing was our rugged individualism. And you know what makes rugged individualism? When you got to do something on your own. When you have to come over from across the ocean to a new land, and you got to figure out what you can eat, where you can live. You got hostile people that go, hey, we were here first. You got places you don't know what crops can grow. You don't know what berries to eat. You don't know the indigenous wildlife, the terrain, and all the different things, but you learn it. And you know what we did? America evolved. They call it the frontier spirit. We evolved. And that frontier spirit is in the DNA of every single one of us. And the only problem is it's weakening. Little by little. Now, we've been able to keep it together because we've had a hearty, you know, rural America that the left hates, by the way. They can't stand it. They don't want young kids to go out into rural America and see clean air and see rivers running and watch how nature works, so that these kids can see that the food that's in the grocery store doesn't get there by magic. It gets there because there are people out there toiling the soil. There are people out there in the animal husbandry business who make a living by providing food to you. They will find out how a belt is made, how blue jeans are made, that it grows from a cotton, a product like cotton. Or that a cow can give its hide and then somebody will turn that hide into something else useful. And that the frontier spirit meant don't waste anything. That's what they'd see. But the left wants you to believe they're the guys that are the good stewards of the world. They don't waste anything. They recycle. Well, good for them. You ever watch the actual frontier people? Go look at some of these Alaskan shows and see what they do when they kill an animal. What goes to waste? Hardly anything. So you woke up this morning on the right side, folks. And you listen to the right program, because let me tell you something. I absolutely adore you. I adore that spirit that says, you know what, Kevin, if you ever need me, you just call, baby. You guys tell me this all. To Kevin, if you're ever in Atlanta, I'll buy you lunch. I'll buy you dinner. Let's have a drink together. Kevin, if you happen to be in, you know, Florida, I was going to say Plantation, Florida, but that would have just been too, that would have been too much for liberals to handle. But if you're ever here, come by and see me. If I'm in town, come by. I was with Travis Tritt the other day. Travis Tritt, country and western singer. He's swinging through, going to a concert in California somewhere. I want to say Redmond. I don't know where it was, but Rosemont or something. And he sends me a tweet. Kev, I'm going to be in town. You know, you want to get together? Yes. Got together with Travis Tritt. He brings me his latest CDs and the whole deal. I'm going to get together with him when I'm in Atlanta. That's the spirit of America. And you know what he said? He said, Kev, if you get to Atlanta, when you get there, he goes, you know you can stay at the house. Wife, the kids, the whole deal. He's talking about his wife and kids. Stay at the house. Mi casa, su casa. Okay? And it was just, it's an amazing thing to reach out to these folks. We communicate with each other, and thank goodness we have social media that allowed for that. And you know what's really interesting about Travis coming to town? I had just gotten off Twitter lockdown. So I finally got to, I probably could have seen it, but I hadn't been checking Twitter for a week because I was on a week of lockdown. Because I taunted Hillary Clinton. I dare taunt Hillary. Anyway, folks, today we got a ton. I'm telling you, a ton of stuff to talk about. It'll blow your mind. A connection to Uranium One and the farce, the lies of Hillary Clinton and that Klan. They're going down over this. I know you don't believe it, but they will. And we got a ton more besides that. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something. There, soon. Soon, very soon, it will no longer be fashionable to be anti-conservative, to be anti-American, or to be anti-Trump. Hang in there. That day is coming, and it's coming sooner than you think. What's happening right now with everything that Donald Trump's been doing, fighting all of these ghosts of Russia and the racism calls of the NFL, and he didn't do this with this this gold star wife or whatever. Let me tell you something. It's going away. Let's think about what happened with this gold star wife for just a second. Donald Trump's going to call. They set this stuff up in advance. The president's going to call you. She, being anti-Trump, the gold star wife, calls her representative, and they try to set something up to say that Donald Trump disrespected her. Now, nobody truly believes it. Even the left, they don't believe it. They know that's a lie. But they got to promote the narrative that Donald Trump's going after this co-star wife. And I've already jokingly said, sure, because Donald Trump hates the military. He never does anything for them. He cut their budget. He never would ever collect any money on their behalf. And, of course, all of that was nonsense because he's done all the things that I said that he didn't do. That's the irony of it, right? Let's all keep up here. So they try to, connive together to construct the story that says Donald Trump disrespected this woman, something he would never do. And to somebody else's point, they were like, well, you know, Donald Trump knows he's talking to a black lady. Donald Trump didn't care if he's talking to a black person, a white person, or whatever. He wasn't going to disrespect the service of that young man who died. End of story. The Democrats are so desperate now, they're trying to sell lies that people just go, that didn't happen. Now, they may rile up a few people, but here's the problem. They're not riling up anybody, and they're searching for everything, and everything they search for turns out to be wrong. It turns out to be a strategically wrong move for two reasons. One, it's idiotic for them to try this stuff. They should just quit. And two, Trump is a master at trumping them. Thus the name. So they should quit this. And you would think that in the spirit of cooperation and making this country better, they would do it. Now, that's never going to happen. I want to just be very clear. If you are out there and you're like, Kevin, eventually they're going to come on board. They're not going to get on board. But what's going to happen is the moderates, the people that call themselves moderates, they are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. The Democrat Party is in triage, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but I want to give you the backdrop. Part of the reason is Hillary Clinton, they know, is a liar. Every single day this woman appears in public, it doesn't matter what she's doing, she's proven to be a liar. We'll get into that in just a second because this has to do with Uranium One. All right? So I want to talk about that. I want to explain to you how the Democrats are in such bad shape, but they're pretending that everything's okay. Nancy Pelosi just recently said, no, we're in good shape. Maybe we'll get to that too today. But I want to start with this. The Democrats can't raise money. I don't know if you got, you probably don't, because this isn't one of the mainstream type things you keep up with, but the Democrats can't raise money. And here's why they can't. Wherever you find Democrats in concentration, you find pestilence in its midst. Look at the cities run by Democrats, and what do you have? You have every problem, every ill of society is exponentially exposed. I mean, if you want to see violence of any type, I'm talking about the most violent crimes, whether it's murder, whether it's rape, whether it's robbery, whether it's, you know, collusion or corruption of business, whatever. Go to a big city and look who's in charge. The mayor, the city council, police chiefs, etc. And at every level of it is the biggest cancer you could possibly have on the body politic. Everywhere. Do we really need another article that's top 10, no, top 50, no, top 100 worst places to live? Because there will not be a Republican city among them unless a Democrat wrote the article. Because if you look at crime rate, you know, unemployment, teenage pregnancy, school dropout, whatever, you look wherever the Democrats amass, that's where it'll be. And then go inside of that city. Find the conservative enclave, the people who think like you and me, is it like you and me? Yeah. Whatever. My English teacher, she just passed away, so she won't hear this. But you go look at those folks. Look where they live, and you will find the only bright spots in that city. Now, there'll be people who say, well, Kevin, there's some hipsters that really gentrified an area, whatever. Okay, fine. If you want to believe that that area has been regentrified because of hipsters, fine. I'm telling you, the people where you're going to find that are the salt of the earth, that are the stable part of that community, that are generating the tax base and on, that enclave will be conservatives. and it'll be them hiding out. They effectively will be gated or, you know, cordoned off from where everything else, and they can kind of live in their bubble. That's how it is in these cities. The investment in leftism, folks, has failed. The left know this. Trillions of dollars spent on meaningless programs that have made this country more divided than ever. And if Donald Trump's election showcased anything, he showcased just how bad things are on the left. Now, you could take that as, oh, Kevin, he couldn't have won if things had been good. Okay, I agree. If Barack Obama had been an amazing president, no, Donald Trump wouldn't have won. If Hillary Clinton had been an amazing candidate, Donald Trump wouldn't have won. If the Democrats in any of these major cities, they care.
Hillary won a popular vote.
Yes, she won the popular vote in all these urban enclaves because, you know, that's all they know. But the fact is, if everybody and the Democrats had been doing as well as they said they'd done, would Donald Trump have won these counties in Ohio and these counties in Pennsylvania and these counties in Michigan that supposedly were always going to go for the Democrats that Barack Obama carried? The answer is no. So these people divided the country. They threw the gauntlet down.
White men, middle class men, just to heck with you. We're gonna sell out to the special interests.
You guys are getting up, as I mentioned in the earlier part of the broadcast, going to work, not caring about race and class. You know, you are so not into that stuff because, rightfully so, America's made that transition, and the Democrats will never let you forget what your ancestors did. And this election cycle, you finally got fed up. And the Democrats are suffering mightily. I got to take a short break, but I'm going to give you the numbers when we come back. The Democrats can't fundraise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Democrats' inability to fundraise. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. As I said, go to a Democrat city. Tell me why you would want to donate money to them. Show me what they've built that you go, oh my gosh, you know, look at what, when we put money into them, here's what we get. You get nothing but, you're investing in evil. I'll just put it that way. You're investing in evil. Put that money to work with, and I'm not telling you Republicans are good because they're a bunch of rhinos over there too. But if you put that money to work in conservative causes, you'll get good results. Things like what the church does. Look at charities run by conservatives. I'll tell you, from a personal perspective, running charities, having run three pretty, you know, decent sized ones, I will tell you, I put more money into our charitable work than we know. First of all, we've never made a nickel. We've never taken a nickel out of the charities, not one. And then we go out and find funding for it and get people like, you know, Anheuser-Busch has supported me back before they got bought by the other guys. And we had liquor distributors that would do our events. The Cardinals, when I was living in St. Louis, they were just amazing. We did the Redbird Club. We had the Champions Club where we featured the stuff. Point is, didn't take a nickel, but the orchestration and the amount of time it took from our organization cost us tens of thousands of dollars over the past 10 years. Easily. Never taken a nickel, put in a lot of time and effort. I've had more, you know, 30-person committees to put these things together, and it took a lot of effort by a lot of good quality people like you, to make this happen. So that's how we did it. But when the Democrats do things, when they fundraise, it's all selfishly motivated. It's to put a group together that's going to go get a bunch of fake signatures so they can act like they got the right voter rolls, and then you end up with 130% of voter registrations per people. They're registering illegals. They don't care. You've seen all the undercover videos. I don't have to talk to you about it. But let me tell you something. It's catching up with them. All of this is happening, guys, for a reason. I want you to think about what's going on in this country because of the election of Donald Trump. I'm not saying that he's driving it. I quite frankly believe it's a higher thing. It's a God thing that Donald Trump, during the time of Trump, you get the exposure of Weinstein. You get this Uranium One deal. You get
Barack Obama, who's about to be exposed for the biggest fraud. We got played like you wouldn't believe in this country by this man. And the Democrats know this. They know that when the anvil falls on Barack Obama, there goes their party. They're hanging on, man, like a hair on a biscuit, because they're going, we've got to protect this man. We've got to rally the troops. But it doesn't matter, because their troops are abandoning them. Democrats may be finally receiving the message. They are the party of destruction. And their finances suffer mightily under the realization of just how destructive their party has been. The DNC can't attract donors. They're having a tough time encouraging their existing donors to contribute, because they don't know, the donors are going, contribute to what? What do you represent, DNC? Tell us what you are. You've got a disgraced DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's embroiled in controversy with these Awan brothers and this IT scandal. Then she was replaced by Donna Brazile, who cheated. Look, if you're a Democrat and you say, look, it's okay that Donna Brazile fed Hillary Clinton the questions for the DNC. And by the way, that's the most benign thing she did. If somebody fed Trump that and he took it, we as conservatives would be outraged at both of them. We'd be outraged. Because if you can't win on ideas and come up with the responses at the time of the questioning and not be prepared in advance, you've already prepared in advance. That's the deal. But the Democrats, that's what they did. And they have no bones about it. Well, if that's what it took for Hillary to win, then that's what we need to do. Really? So you're willing to cheat the Republic because Hillary couldn't come up with an answer on the fly. What the Democrats were saying by feeding Hillary these debate questions is she doesn't have the ability to think on her feet because she has no core. She doesn't know what she stands for. But the Democrats don't see it that way. They see it as, we have to win at all costs. Even if Hillary doesn't know the answers, we'll get her the right answers. We will have the speechwriters have the perfect response. What is the perfect response? Somebody tell me what the perfect response is. If it isn't in your belly, a fire burning in your belly, you don't have the perfect response. People say to me, Kevin, how do you get on TV and say all this? I say the stuff that I mean. That's what I say. Anyway, they said this. Donors small and large are so over the party. This is Jane Cleave, chair of the Nebraska Party, told Politico, commenting on the failure of the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, to refocus the party. Refocus to what? Refocus to racism. Refocus to sexism. Refocus to accusing everybody around you of problems that you create. What are you refocusing to? Look, this is so telling. When the DNC and the people within the party are going, you know what? What do we do? Though donors continue to support individual candidates and causes, the DNC's fundraising troubles may imperil the party's strategy for the 2018 elections. Now, guys, I've already told you what's going to happen in the 2018 elections. Republicans are going to sweep. They're going to gain seats in the House. They're going to gain seats in the Senate. And don't be surprised if Donald Trump in the next year puts in two judges. Don't be shocked by any of that. And it isn't me being, you know, James Carville, all, you know, well, now that we got Obama and the Republicans ain't going to win for 100 years. It isn't that. I'm not even thinking, it isn't like I'm some,
oh, look at what we did with Donald Trump.
Not at all. I'm just looking at the thing objectively and saying, if you've got Donald Trump, who got ushered in the most unlikely of circumstances with every, I mean, you can't stack the deck anymore against a candidate than they did with Trump. So you have him winning and then you have him performing and you think somebody's going to beat him. Bring on Beyonce. Who else is going to run? They said, Michelle Obama, somebody else. Who is it? We were talking about it the other day. Anyway, these people that are going to run, bring it on. Oh, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban. Really? You think you're going to go from Shark Tank to president? Bring it on, Mark Cuban. People are crazy. They said this. Everybody thinks some magic three-page document and some magic tagline is going to turn everything around to us, Kleeb said. But this is very typical work. The article says, though donors continue to support these individual candidates, the party itself is struggling. And here are the numbers. The party raised about $4 million in September compared to the Republican National Committee's haul of $10 million in the same period. So the Republicans raised 2.5 more, 250% more money than the Democrats. But it gets worse. Because not only did the Republicans outraise the Democrats 2.5-1, but the Republicans have six times the cash on hand. Now, we're talking about a long way before, folks. Don't get excited about these numbers, but these are the numbers. Currently, the Republicans have $44 million in the of cash on hand. The Democrats have seven. That's it. But it gets even worse. When the DNC was going to replace Donna Brazile, cheat, the two biggest guys that were fighting it out were Keith Ellison and Tom Perez. And Tom Perez won. Now, Tom Perez is a radical leftist, you know, very Latino. You know, he wants to, you know, I mean, he's everything that we are not in terms of he wants open borders, the whole thing. Keith Ellison hates Jews. He's a Muslim. And I don't know why he doesn't just change his name to, you know, Muhammad Rafa or whatever. But he calls himself Keith Ellison still. And he's in, you know, he's embroiled in controversy. Now, these are the two guys. A heavy Latino dude, an ethnocentric racist black dude who hates Jews. And that's who ultimately Tom Perez won. And in order to placate Ellison, who he doesn't really like, he brings Ellison in as his co-chair, you know, not co-chair, but, you know, vice chair. So these are the two running the party. And now the Democrats are going, they can't seem to attract any voters. Well, I wonder why. They said Perez outlined a new direction to win back the 1,000 seats that they lost. How are you going to do that? They had the best possible thing they could ever have in Barack Obama, and they lost 1,030 or 1,080 seats. Four special elections, probably going to lose another governorship. And what's Trump doing? Trump's doing what Trump does. He's winning, baby. He's a rock star. He's turning the economy around, and we'll get to this in a second. I got to stop for just a second, but I'm going to come back to this.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 24/7 on demand. Whenever you want this show, you want to listen live, go to KJRadio.com, click the button, and you got us whenever we're on at that time. Hopefully you will, and hopefully you'll share with what you, you know, whatever you learn. If you learn something, share it with others. I tell people, we try to make this a humor-based show, but with the idea that underlying the humor is the serious nature of what we're dealing with. So hopefully you get that. And to be honest with you, I just can't take politics that seriously, because if you do, it'll drive you crazy. It will genuinely drive you crazy.
Before we get back to talking about what the Democrats are doing, I want to bring up Maxine Waters' veiled threat against the president. And I want to ask yourself how things would be if the Obama were getting the level of threats by, I'm talking politicians saying things like, well, I ought to go there and do him in. And they say it just so lackadaisically. What would the media reaction be if people were threatening in different forms, like talking to the college or university about doing the president in? Now, look, we've seen the fallout of this with the Kathy Griffins and George Lopez, all these D-listers that are on their way out. There, and I, as I said when I opened the program, I said, or maybe we did in the second segment, but I said, there's going to come a time where people are no longer going to be talking smack against Donald Trump, at least not to the degree that they are now. It will suddenly be less in vogue to do that. Comedians won't be able to do it. I was listening to Trevor Noah talk about all the evidence he has of Trump's racism. This is a kid that comes from Australia, inherits a TV program, makes millions of dollars, bashes the country and the president, and essentially doesn't understand what makes America great. The fact that he could do all of that is pretty doggone amazing. He couldn't fill a thimble with what he knows about America, culturally. He's been here 2 years. He thinks he knows our country. But you know what, going back to Maxine Waters, how insignificant must you be when you make a threat against the president and the Secret Service goes, that old crazy witch. They probably didn't even investigate. They probably went, who cares? She's a member of the Congressional Black Circus. Oh, y'all talking about that circus clown? Yeah, she's always making threats. You know, they don't even care. You're insignificant. Just amazing. And black folks vote these clowns in and day out. They don't seem to care. But anyway, I want to go back to Tom Perez, leader of the DNC. They can't earn, raise any money. They raised $4 million in September. The Republicans raised $10 million. By the way, those aren't land speed records by any means. Donald Trump could raise $10 million in a week. He could. If Donald Trump said, look, we're going to build up the campaign. We're going to already start doing blankety blank, and I need you to fund it. I don't even know what the number would be if that man called out and said, we're going to start doing this, running our 2020 campaign. Here's where we're going to start. Because people, they want to donate to support this dude. He changed all the rules in that regard. So the money that is going to, the RNC is nothing in comparison to Trump himself, is what I'm getting at. The DNC, and let me put it a different way. Who does the left have that they can go out and say, we need to raise $50 million by this amount of time, and somebody do it? If you want to tell me Barack Obama still has that juice, I'll tell you, he doesn't. He doesn't have it. So Barack Obama loses all the seats. He's up there right now running in Virginia, trying to help the Virginia governor's race. And I'm going to make a prediction that the next governor of Virginia will be a Republican. Because if you have Obama running for you, you're in big trouble. In fact, there was a Senate candidate who was asked point blank, will you use Hillary Clinton in your campaign? And it was painstaking for him not to answer no, but to be saying no. If you get a chance to see the interview, it's actually pretty funny. Because he's like, well, you know, look, it's a pretty simple question. Are you going to use Hillary Clinton? And, well, you know, the former Secretary of State, but he won't say no, but he certainly isn't going to say yes, okay? It's one of those. It's tortured, I think is what the word I would use. It was a tortured interview. So the Democrats, they rebrand. I've ridiculed them about it. It was better this, better that, better this. And people thought it was like a Papa John's pizza commercial. But it's beyond ridicule because people in their party who probably, I mean, right or wrong, I think wrongly, want to get something out of it, want to feel like they're a part of something. They are finding out there is no message. They rebranded. They tried the strategy of giving the president his agenda in hopes of taking credit, but Twitter ruined that for him. Their first strategy was, we will oppose him across the board. We're just going to oppose the president. That'll do it. Then Pelosi and Schumer went, you know what? That's not working. He's too good. He's just too good. So they had to change and said, let's agree with him on a few things, and then we'll co-opt him. And then Trump's tweeting, yeah, they think they're going to co-opt me, but it's my deal. It's not theirs. I'm good. It's huge. I'm going to make it better. You know. And they're going, what do we do to this guy? So in a move that shows that Democrats aren't complete morons, donors, top Democrats, say, we've got a lack of confidence in Perez and deputy DNC chair. That's what Keith Ellison's role is. And two radicals, you couldn't pick two worse candidates. I swear, if I were trying to ruin the Democrat Party, I'd say, let's see, let's make Tom Perez the chair and Keith Ellison his deputy. and the Democrats, you know what they're mad? They're saying, these two can't motivate the party or the masses to come over. How are you going to get an ethnocentric racist Hispanic and an ethnocentric racist black to motivate the party? First of all, they don't even like each other. Okay? Then you go out and you say, hey, middle America white guys, we want you back, said the two ethnocentric racist non-whites. Hey, white guys, we know you abandoned us during the 2016 elections, but we could sure use your help. And wonder why they aren't going to give it to you? They said this. This is what Tina Podlowski, who's the Washington State chairwoman. I mean, you don't give much more left than the Washington State chairwoman. But she says, if you look at what Tom is trying to do in Keith, it really is a turnaround of the whole organization. See, the Democrats believe that they've been this Big Ten organization, and they're saying these guys can't attract anybody because they're so pointed at their thing. Keith Ellison, I'm not kidding you. If you listen to this guy talk, he hates the Jews. He hates white people. He hates conservatives. He hates Christians. Okay, so what does that leave you to go after? Guatemalan midgets is all I can think of. So the Democrats have no message, and it's so difficult to be anti-Trump on everything when, in fact, what the man does makes sense. And see the difference, and this is why I talk about the leadership difference, the void we've had with Obama. Trump says we're going to build a wall. People get mad. We're going to build a wall. This is terrible. This is, you know, xenophobic, and you don't want Mexicans. He hates Mexicans and all. And Trump goes, no. No, it has to do with the economy. It has to do with the fact that these people are coming over, taking jobs, they're killing people. We've got gangs, we've got drugs, and people are so, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't realize all that. Maybe we do need to build a wall. So I will get to his wall later in the broadcast, but he's got the wall going up. And these people don't know what to do because everything Trump does, eventually it sort of leaches into the body politic and people start going, yeah, you know, trade. We do need to look at trade. We do need to look at these Muslims coming in and killing people. And when a Democrat donor is looking at their crystal balls, they don't see the Democratic Party. They see Donald Trump revitalizing all aspects of America, including the way the younger generation thinks about this country. No longer, folks, is pessimism the word of the era. Pessimism has been replaced by optimism. And the Democrats have no ideas. They paint anybody who dare not agree with them as racist, and they have so many overworked words. I talked about them the other day. Racist, homophobic, misogynist, whatever. Look, call us what you want. But we're sick of it. So what do Democrats do to stem the tide of Trumpism? They can't do anything. They're the same old, same old. They throw a bunch of, you know, hey, let's do another fundraiser at Martha's Vineyard. Well, you know what? There are people out there, donors, going, how many times do you want me to go to Martha's Vineyard? Been there, done that. This one lady, a dude, his name is John Morgan, a longtime donor, he said, I've had enough dinners. He goes, I need more. I'm not really interested. I'm not going to let, you know, I want to get new blood. I can't get motivated with these guys. That's the problem.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.